This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. We have the best darn folks you'll ever know, makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thorne to take a look at events happening in Waco Town. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So Friday night, what do we got going on?
Well, tonight would be a great night to go to the theater. Yes, we have a couple of great shows in town. One is at the Baylor Theater. It's called The Pavilion. And then also tonight is Waco Children's Theater, Guys and Dolls.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. Tickets vary between $10 and $15. And the show tonight is at 7. Saturday, there's a 2:30 and a 7 show. And Sunday, there's a 2:30 and 7 show.
And on Saturday, to kind of get your weekend started off, you know, it's summertime, so there's a lot of kind of like camp,
right.
Summer camp time activities. Mm-hmm. And the Throwback Student Organization is hosting this developmental football and fitness camp.
Yeah.
So if you have a kid that's interested in learning more about football, you know, kind of conditioning themselves, this is the event for them. It's $25 per camper, and that's going to be at Tennyson Middle School.
Yeah, and then another couple things going on Saturday, learning kind of opportunities that'll be fun. One is Bug Fest. A lot of people have been concerned about Zika this year and wanting to know about mosquitoes, and so their theme is Buzz Off 2016. It's going to be at MCC from 9 to 1. You can learn everything you want to know about mosquitoes and getting rid of them.
And also on Saturday is a pump track like demo day. So if you like riding your bike or getting around on your skateboard or scooter, you can head down to Cameron Park Saturday, noon to 4, and they're going to have a track for you to kind of just play on. And that's going to be a free event at Pecan Bottoms and all ages.
Yeah, and then a couple other fun things going on Saturday night. Holly Tucker, one of our local famous singers, is going to have a CD release party with Matt Kimbrough at The Backyard, which is on South 8th Street. It's $15 to $20 tickets. That's doors open at 6 and the show starts at 8. And then also Saturday night is the monthly meeting of the Central Texas Astronomical Society.
Ooh.
That's when they hold their open house at the Turner Research Station. So if you're a stargazer or you'd like to learn more about stars, this is a good opportunity. It's free. The Turner Research Station isn't actually in Waco. It's closer to Clifton.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go out there, get a tour, and hopefully if the weather's good, take a look through the telescope and see the stars.
And on Monday, coming up on June 27th, is the Who Did It, like a CSI forensics class over at MCC. And a professor there, a criminal justice and anthropology professor, is going to be kind of running that class. But kids that are in 8th, 9th, or 10th grade can learn how to dust for fingerprints,
mm-hmm.
take fabric samples for the presence of blood, and all these kind of CSI-y type things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $119, and it's a week-long event at MCC.
Yeah, and then Tuesday, if you are a person who is a caregiver for somebody with Alzheimer's
mm-hmm.
or dementia, I really would recommend you get in touch with the Alzheimer's Association. They do all kinds of neat informational sessions for people who are caregivers. And on Tuesday, they're having one that is about the brain and body connection and how lifestyle choices that you make can help keep your brain healthy as you age. So all kinds of tips about nutrition, exercise, cognitive activity, social engagement. They're going to give you some good tools. That's free. It's at 1:30 at the Heart of Texas Council of Governments, which is on New Road. And then a couple neat things happening Tuesday at the libraries. Actually, sponsored by the libraries. The first one is the Bandankoro African Dance Group,
mm-hmm.
and that's sponsored by the libraries, but it's actually going to be held at the Bledsoe Miller Community Center, which is on Martin Luther King Boulevard. That's a show at 10:30 and another one at 1:30, so that'll be dance and music and drums. And then at Central Library at 2 o'clock, they're going to be showing Wreck-It Ralph, movie screening, and a little craft. So the libraries are the place to be in the summer.
Yeah, and I've
been
meaning to see
that movie.
And on Wednesday, there's the Bag Lady Luncheon. The Humane Society of Central Texas is hosting their annual luncheon, and it's going to be at the Brazos Room in the Waco Convention Center. And so those that, you know, attend will be able to buy a new or gently used, you know, handbag, shoulder bag, in a silent auction. The cost is $5, and that's from 11 to 1. And again, that's at the Waco Convention Center. And also on Wednesday night and continuing on Thursday night is this teen comedy improv night. So a lot of the kids that are involved with the Waco Children's Theater are going to be hosting this improv comedy night. And tickets are only $5, and that starts at 7, and it's going to be at the Lee Lockwood Library Auditorium. And wrapping up our look at the week ahead on Thursday, we got a lot, right, Ashley?
Yeah, a lot of things going on Thursday. Of course, what I want you to do is come to the Act Locally Waco book discussion. We're going to look at the book Walkable City by Jeff Speck. That's about downtown development and how to make a city walkable and why that's important. And that's going to be at 6 o'clock at the Dewey Community Center, which is at 925 North 9th Street. So hopefully you've been reading your book and you're ready for a great discussion.
Well, I'll see you there. And also on Thursday is a Sangria Throwdown. And that's going to be hosted by the Gourmet Gallery. And 75% of the proceeds will benefit the Family Abuse Center. So the basic idea is, you know, they're looking for 10 contest participants. And you could also purchase tickets to attend. Mm-hmm. But bring your best sangria recipe and have a throwdown. And that's going to be Thursday from 5:30 to 7.
Yeah, and there's actually even some more things going on Thursday night. One thing is the Texas Fine Artists Summer Art Show opening is happening at Hewitt Public Library from 5:30 to 7:30. All kinds of Central Texas artists, original paintings and photography. It opens on Thursday, but it's going to run through August, almost the end of August, August 27th. So they'll have some music for the opening, I'm sure a few snacks at the Hewitt Public Library, 5:30 to 7 Thursday. And then also Thursday evening from 5:30 to 8:30, the Community Race Relations Coalition is having one of their dinner and a movie nights. Oh, they do this a couple times a year, and the movie Thursday is going to be Rosewood. If you remember that, it stars Ving Rhames, John Voight, Don Cheadle, Esther Rolle. And it's the story of the town of Rosewood in Florida, which was just a peaceful town until there was a false accusation, and that led to an angry mob and basically decimated the town. So, wow. Fascinating story. It's free. They do accept donations. It includes dinner. 5:30 to 8:30, St. Albans Episcopal Church Parish Hall, but they do really need you to RSVP if you're going to come so they know how much food to fix.
A lot to do in Waco Town this week.
Yes.
Well, Ashley, thank you as always, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actslocallywaco.org.